Welcome to the Qualcomm Podcast. From 5G and AI to XR and IoT, Qualcomm is creating the newest technologies to transform lives and industries across the globe. I'll be taking you behind the scenes with the inventors and experts bringing the technology to life so you can hear all about the most exciting evolutions in tech right from the source. I'm PJ, and thanks for listening. All right, everybody, welcome back. This is going to be an awesome episode because today we're going to be talking with TruePic, and we're going to be talking about the work that our two companies have been doing together to create a first-of-its-kind photo verification technology that's going to be built into future smartphones. So this is totally brand new. We broke a lot of news at our tech summit in December, and a lot of news before that also. So they joined us at our Snapdragon Tech Summit, and we're excited to have them on their podcast to talk about all the news we broke and all the new features, and we're going to deep dive into the tech. And we brought on one of my favorite people on the planet. We have Sharif Hanna. So he's currently the Vice President of Research and Development at TruePic, but before that, he worked at Qualcomm for a long time. He was the head of marketing for 5G, 4G, all things modems, and he created some of the best podcast recordings here at Qualcomm. You go back and look at our older podcast recordings, and he will get you up to speed on all things LTE, all things 5G, and I'm so glad he's back here. They led to the best podcast, so you can imagine what this episode's going to be like. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Sharif Hanna. Sharif, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, PJ. Way to set expectations. I'm feeling a lot of pressure all of a sudden.
No, this is going to be awesome. So tell us about, you're at a company now called TruePic, and what does this technology do? What does it mean to have this photo verification technology that your company's working on?
Yeah, so thanks for giving me the opportunity. We obviously really, really appreciate it. So TruePic is a company that was founded about 5 years ago. I'm trying to solve a basic fundamental problem that was already a problem back then, but is becoming an even more urgent problem now, right? Which is, how do we trust the digital photos and videos that we see on the internet? I think this is kind of an age-old problem, the problem of authenticity in photos and videos. I mean, Stalin is very famous for airbrushing out his enemies once they were kicked out of the party or whatever else. So it's kind of a perpetual human problem, right? And obviously, in the age of digital images, it becomes very easy to manipulate photos and videos, airbrush things out, add things in. And with the rise of AI, now we have the ability to synthesize photos completely. You know, my favorite example is this website called thispersondoesnotexist.com, which every time you visit that website or hit the refresh button, you get a new high quality SLR type, you know, photo of a person that does not exist with a nice fancy blurry background and everything. So it's a real problem because it impacts how we, you know, deal with each other online. And it's for everything, right? For things that are very personal, for financial decisions, even companies trying to deal with their customers. A lot of it depends on seeing what the person on the other end of the internet wants to show you, right? So how do you trust that?
Right.
So broadly, there are two ways to try to solve the problem of image authenticity. The most intuitive way that a lot of people think of is, hey, why don't we just write a software algorithm that you can give it a photo or video, and then the algorithm can tell you whether that photo or video is authentic or if it's been manipulated in some way. The problem with that is that it's actually manifold. There's lots and lots of different problems with that approach. The biggest of which, I think, is that we're already engaged in an arms race when it comes to AI technology. So if you were to think about the way that neural networks synthesize these images, you put a detector network and a forger network kind of in a competition, and they kind of battle against each other, right? So the forger creates a forgery, passes it to the detector, and the detector says, I caught you, that's a forgery. And so, but that gives information to the forger about how to make a better forgery. So any kind of detection algorithm that you can build will basically train a better forger. And then we are stuck forever in this arms race, right?
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of the efforts around detection that have happened over the past 12 months have shown that the accuracy is just not where it needs to be. So Facebook had the deepfake detection challenge. The accuracy, the detection accuracy for deepfakes from that, the winning algorithm was only 65%. So imagine 35% of the videos that are being uploaded are marked incorrectly. That means fake videos being marked real and real videos being marked fake. So this is, wow. You know, it's not a sustainable, scalable, long-term way to address the problem. That's where Truepic is taking a completely different approach, which is instead of trying to detect what's fake, we try to prove what's real. And so the idea being that from the instant that light hits the camera sensor, we can secure the capture operation using this technology called controlled capture so that we know for a fact that everything we're putting into the photo or the video, whether it's the pixels, the date and time, or the location, is verified as authentic. And then we seal all of it into the file so that any recipient who actually gets the photo or video downstream can verify that this is really exactly what came out of the camera and hasn't been modified in any way since the time of capture.
Got it. And now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, traditionally, when somebody captures a photo, that photo is stamped with information, and it's called EXIF data. Right. And typically, you can look in there, and it has the legacy camera information, like the shutter speed or the aperture of the lens, and it also has the date and time, and or the geotag. You can see the location of it.
Right.
But we're coming to learn that all of that information can be edited.
Correct. It's completely fungible. It's you cannot trust anything that you see in the photo metadata, because you can literally like upload it to websites that will allow you to edit that, and it leaves no trace. So at least for, you know, if you're not very talented at photo editing or video editing and you add something or take away something from the photo, sometimes you leave behind artifacts. But with editing metadata, like date and time or location, you don't leave behind a trace at all. It looks exactly the same as it did before. And so you could be receiving something and you have no idea whether that location data or the date and time of capture is real or if it's completely made up.
So, all right. So all of that information can be edited.
Yes.
And then the actual pixels that people see, all the color that they're looking at, that all can be edited too.
That's right.
And we can all, you know, we could swap, like you were saying, we could swap a person in, we could swap a person out. And so all that information, am I correct to say your company puts a, as you like to say, cryptographic seal?
Correct.
Over
yeah.
the pixels and as well as that EXIF data, like date, time, GPS location.
Yeah. So there's kind of, I would say, two parts really to what we do, right? The first is guaranteeing the integrity of that data that we're going to put into the file, right? Mm-hmm. So that if we put a date and time in the file, that is actually the date and time when the image was captured. If we put the pixels of the photo or the video into the file, those really were the pixels that came from the image sensor, right? So it's that idea of a high integrity controlled capture. So that's part one. And then part two is how you bundle all of that and fingerprint it and cryptographically protect it so that as the photo or video is moving around the internet, the recipient can know that none of that high integrity information that was captured originally has been modified in any way since that time.
Interesting. And so, and users would be able to basically see the, be able to see this Truepic verification on the photo somewhere.
Correct. Yeah. So, and this is part of kind of the work that the entire industry is doing now is how do you build the infrastructure of software and apps and everything else that can capture these types of new photos and videos that have this high integrity information, and then also display and understand and display these new photos and videos to users so that one day, let's say 5 years from now, you are getting one of these photos, you receive it via email or you see it in a newsfeed, for example, one of the social media platform apps, and you get this additional, you know, bit of information that you can tap on, for example, and see the genealogy and the history of what you're looking at and whether or not it's still valid and authentic versus what was captured originally.
Cool. And it kind of, and just as similar and easily as you could just see the date and time of a photo now, you could kind of see that.
Correct.
That seal.
But with the additional kind of, you know, check mark says that, no, you can actually trust this one.
Because, right.
And this is really where the partnership between Truepic and Qualcomm comes in, because we realized, you know, we had the technology to do this embedded in our apps, right, that a lot of enterprises use today. So things like, you know, banks, lenders, insurance companies or whatnot, they use this kind of high trust photo and video capture to make their business processes better. But we really realized that the way to counteract the flood of disinformation that's available online is to put this in the hands of everybody, right? So empower every person with a smartphone to capture a high integrity, authenticated photo or video. And when we thought about who is best, like when you were thinking about how a photo or video is created, the absolute first chip that this information passes through from the camera sensor is Snapdragon, which is exactly why, you know, we ended up, you know, getting in touch with Qualcomm, and we began this collaboration to A, ensure the integrity of all of this information that's captured using very, very strong hardware security. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure. Sure. And then the other is making this capability not an add-on app that you have to download from, you know, the Google Play Store and remember to use or whatever, but rather make it a fundamental baked-in native feature of the smartphone camera, which is the camera that people use most often.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. And I mean, and absolutely, I think our viewers know now, especially if they go watch, you know, our Tech Summit video, which is on YouTube. Qualcomm is a camera company. We are really just absolutely beefing up the camera capabilities in the chip every year. And I mean, most photos these days are captured on smartphones. So we are always looking for what's next in camera. And that's why, of course, Qualcomm's working with TruePic. And you know what, just to throw this out there, when you had initially told me about TruePic, you know, it's really amazing, but it's also like, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, our text messages that we send can have encryption on it. We could save, you know, a document with encryption on it. It's about time that someone's done this for photo capture. Am I right? Like this.
Yeah,
it should have been.
This should have been done already, right?
Why hasn't it been done? Yeah.
Why hasn't this been done? No, I agree 100%, and that was kind of the impetus for the founding of the company. I mean, it's interesting because if you were to look at the history of where TruePic came from, the founders didn't set out to like solve the disinformation problem online from like a politics standpoint. They were just saying, you know, they had friends that were, you know, catfished on dating profiles, right? Somebody put a photo, Turns out it's not really the photo, or somebody was scammed from a Craigslist listing. And so this was a way to basically turn things around. And yeah, this kind of technology that was used to guarantee the authenticity of all sorts of other things was now be used to authenticate photos.
Very cool. So without giving away any trade secrets, can you walk the audience through maybe like the technicals of like what happens once you have a Snapdragon device that has TruePic technology baked into it? When you go into the camera app and you snap the button, what happens? There's like
that's a great question. So the way we ended up building this on Snapdragon is that we wanted to create a new camera mode, basically, in the camera application, the native camera application of the phone. So when you fire up the camera app, you see things like photo, video, panorama, square, right? All of those different capture modes that are available. What we did is we added a new secure mode. So when you tap on that secure mode in the camera app, the TruePic trusted firmware. So we have this piece of firmware that runs deep inside Snapdragon. It runs inside the Snapdragon processor security kind of module. And what it does is then it configures the Spectra ISP to go into secure mode. And what secure mode means is that it isolates all of the information that is flowing through the image signal processor, through the ISP, away from the rest of the phone completely. Right? So no other piece of software on the phone, not the operating system, not any other application running on your phone anywhere, can see that data or manipulate it in any way. Wow. So that's the first thing that happens when you engage secure mode, is that this, you know, this wall is set up basically that isolates the ISP and the camera sensor interface away from the rest of the device completely. Wow. And then that then gets us ready to begin the capture process, where once the capture button is pressed, we take this information. We know for a fact that the memory where it's stored is isolated from the rest of all of the other software running on the device. And then that's when we begin creating that cryptographic seal, which fingerprints exactly what those pixels look like when they came in through the camera. And then along with that, we also capture the, you know, the date and time, And we also use a trusted location service from Snapdragon that gives us, you know, the real location where the device is at right now. You know, it's kind of amazing because when we think about it, normally a camera app is dependent on the operating system to give it that information, right? So if you're building an app that has a camera functionality, you are calling, let's say, on the camera 2 API from Android or on the location API from Android to give you that information. But with the secure mode in TruePic, we're not relying on the operating system at all. We're getting all of that information bare metal directly from the hardware using secure memory spaces and processors, which gives us a much, much higher level of confidence that that information was not manipulated before it came to us, that we encode everything. And that's when we create that seal around that information, such that if even a single bit was to be modified, whether it's in the pixels, the date and time, or the location, that digital signature would be sealed and we would be able to tell immediately that's, you know, the file has been modified or manipulated in some way.
Very wild. That's pretty cool. And so now we've got this photo that's captured by TruePic and it has the seal on it. And it's basically, this is not the end. Now it can interact with other services as well, because TruePic is a part of the Content Authenticity Initiative. Could you tell us more about that and what this is and what this organization is?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a photo is meant to be shared, right? And so we really have to set up an infrastructure that's, you know, understands this new breed of photo and video and other media, actually, in the future, things like audio recordings and whatnot. So back in the fall of 2019, Adobe, which is the maker of Photoshop, along with other, you know, flagship media editing software and creativity tools, they set out with the New York Times and Twitter to set up this initiative called the Content Authenticity Initiative. And the idea behind the Content Authenticity Initiative is to come up with an open standard for this new type of authentic content, so authentic photos, videos, and other types of media in the future, such that not only can those types of images be captured, but the way they are displayed online, that all of the software and services online understand this new breed of photos and videos in a standardized way, so that a photo, an authentic photo that's captured using TruePic technology on a Snapdragon powered device, once it's uploaded to Twitter, let's say, the Twitter understands that this is an authentic photo and can extract this kind of authenticity information out of it. But also things like editing tools. So for example, Adobe Photoshop, if you import a photo into Adobe Photoshop and you want to do, you know, color correction, you want to crop, you want to do things like that, that this authenticity information can actually be carried forward even with the editing. So you can look back at a history, a genealogy of the photo that you're looking at, and it will tell you, hey, this, what you're looking at is an edited version of an original. And by the way, here's a list of all of the edits that happened, so that you as the viewer, you have complete transparency about what has happened to the image from the time that it was captured until the time that it was being displayed to you on the screen.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, this is really, I keep thinking about it as like the evolution of EXIF data, the way that this EXIF data is compatible with all these different programs. So you can bring it into any program and you could see the date, the time, the location. But you're saying that this is the ability to not just verify, see that verification that this was actually, in fact, a photo taken with, you know, TruePic software, but then you can see any edits theoretically that were made if you want to enable that.
That's exactly right.
That's crazy.
It's exactly right. And the idea here is, when it comes to the problem of disinformation and kind of the task at hand, which is restoring trust in what we see and hear online, it's very difficult to assess intent just by looking at something, right? So to an extent, every photo and video that we see online is manipulated. And what I mean by that, at the very least, whenever you upload a photo, it probably gets re-encoded, resized, right? So that it can be served by whatever web service you're looking at. So literally, almost everything we're looking at online is manipulated in some way. But that doesn't mean that the manipulation is malicious.
Sometimes it's just meant to, save, you know, file size.
Exactly. So then how do we set up an infrastructure for sharing this media where we're giving the transparency and then allowing the viewer to make the assessment. Because at the end of the day, whether or not you trust something, that's a very personal decision. It's not something that an algorithm will tell you. But what the algorithms and this system that we're setting up here can give you is enough information for you to make an informed decision about whether or not to trust someone. So if you know, for example, that something has been cropped, it's been edited, a color filter has been applied, whatever, you can decide whether that person that posted that, right, is trying to, you know, pull a fast one on you, or whether this is just a kind of a benign type of edit. So at the end of the day, it's providing a transparent genealogy and history of these photos and videos, and empowering the viewer with this information so they can make a personal decision about whether or not to trust it.
But by the time this posts, we'll also have had a technology demonstration, which you'll be speaking at with a few other partners. What other partners are going to be at this event?
So at this event, we're going to have Adobe, the New York Times, Twitter, and Trupic, and obviously Trupic, you know, with the partnership with Qualcomm. What we showed at this event was a full end-to-end system, fully operational, based on the draft specification from the Content Authenticity Initiative. So this is a spec that Trupic and Adobe and other members in the CI helped co-author throughout 2020. But we didn't want to just author a spec and leave it as ink on paper. What we wanted was to actually put it to practice. And so what we ended up doing as Trupic is we took, Qualcomm Snapdragon reference design. We took our trusted firmware, which we developed for that platform. We embedded it in a device. And then the device was taken by a photojournalist.
When you say reference design, the Snapdragon 865 device, right?
It was a Snapdragon, correct. So for the prototype, we ended up using a Snapdragon 865 device. And then we gave the device to a photojournalist called Sarah Naomi Likowitz, and she used it to capture a story around the impact of COVID in New York City. And then in addition to capturing using this new secure mode in the Snapdragon camera app on the Snapdragon QRD, she took these photos into Photoshop, edited them in Photoshop. And of course, Photoshop now understands the Content Authenticity Initiative format and is able to maintain what we call that chain of custody, right? And she exported the images out of there, and then they were published on the contentauthenticity.org website. So if people go check out that website, they'll be able to see the photos. They'll be able to look at all of the cryptographic data in it that seals and guarantees its integrity. And it was really kind of our way of putting the system to practice out in the real world and show what its capabilities are.
So we should also mention that Trupic for this technology, you guys, congratulations. You won a Time Magazine Innovation of the Year Award. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we made it to a list of the 100 best inventions of 2020, which was pretty crazy. We're obviously very honored and very proud to have received that recognition, but I think it speaks more to the urgency of the problem that we and Qualcomm and Adobe and Twitter and everybody else in the Content Authenticity Initiative is trying to address. It's a very, very serious problem that we're all trying to get ahead of with this technology, because if we cannot trust what we see from photos and videos and what we hear from audio, it becomes a real problem to kind of agree on a common shared sense of reality. And I think that was kind of the motivation for this technology making it on that list, is the recognition of the urgency and the need for this technology, which is why, again, we're very, very, incredibly appreciative of Qualcomm providing us all of the support that we need and giving us access to the platform in a way that allowed us to build this technology on Snapdragon.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks for giving us the platform to access all of this low level, pixel data and location data and everything else directly from the hardware in a secure way. Because honestly, without that, there is no way to make this technology scale in a way that we can trust it. Because that's, at the end of the day, this is all about whether we trust what we see in here. And the thing is that the hardware security elements within Snapdragon, they have been used to secure our fingerprints and our digital payments and our premium DRM video and things like that. So that was, you know, that was kind of the impetus here. It's like, well, right. we're already using all of those hardware security features to secure all of those other aspects of what we do on our phones. Why are we not securing the capture of photos and videos as well? So it just made perfect sense. And like you said, it's about damn time that it
All right. Well, it's about time. So you did it with an 865 prototype, won the Time Magazine Invention of the Year, demonstrated this with Adobe and the rest of the Content Authenticity Initiative, aka the CAI. Everyone should go to the website, check it out. And now, am I correct in saying that at our launch for the Snapdragon Tech Summit, anyone who builds a Snapdragon 888 device has the potential to build TruePic software and technology into their devices?
That's exactly right. So any device maker that is going to use the Snapdragon 888 will have access to add this as a feature to the camera and their phones. And we're working with a number of OEMs to try to make this a reality as soon as possible. So there's been obviously a lot of interest. The smartphone makers realize kind of the special place that they have in the life cycle of photos and videos online, given that 85% of all photos and videos are taken on smartphones. So there's a lot of interest there from the smartphone makers. And again, we hope to bring this technology out to market on the Snapdragon 888 as soon as we can.
That's awesome. So where can people get more access to TruePic and learn more about it? What's the website and where can they follow you on Twitter?
Yeah. So we're just TruePic.com, exactly as it sounds. And on Twitter, we're at TruePic. And yeah, we're pretty active on our Twitter account and on LinkedIn and everything else. People can follow there. We'll keep everybody posted on kind of the progress that we're making and that the rest of the ecosystem is making as well, because we really think that this is going to be an ecosystem-wide effort from all participants, everybody that's involved with the creation and publishing of photos and videos, which is basically the entire internet. So we have a lot of work ahead. So I would say that people should stay tuned to news from TruePic, as well as, of course, from our great friends at Qualcomm and the other members of the ecosystem that are working on solving this problem.
Awesome. All right. Well, Sharif, thanks for coming on today. And best of luck to you guys. And we're looking forward to working with you guys and making some more awesome, fun, exciting stuff happen in the future.
That's great. We really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, PJ.
Thanks for listening to the Qualcomm Podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, you can do so via SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast. And by the way, our friends at Legal really want you to know that references to Qualcomm may be Qualcomm Incorporated, Qualcomm Technologies Inc., and or its subsidiaries. Qualcomm Snapdragon is a product of Qualcomm Technologies Incorporated. Until next time,